We've got an emergency alert for you here regarding the high-altitude balloons, or so-called spy balloons. They are most likely, we'll just jump right into it here, they're most likely a platform for delivering an EMP attack. And when I first heard about these balloons, I thought maybe they were spy balloons. They contain surveillance equipment, you know, in order to assess military bases and in order to track the movement of people on the ground. They probably contain relays to Chinese satellites and so on. But it's become clear over the last day or so that these balloons, and there's been a second one spotted over Latin America, apparently, and this first balloon over North America has reportedly moved over St. Louis somehow. I'm not sure if the wind patterns make sense that it's suddenly there. It was in Montana, now it's in St. Louis, and it's headed, I guess, eastward. But this is the ideal platform for an EMP attack. Now, an EMP, just in case you're not familiar, electromagnetic pulse, this can be generated from a small-yield nuclear weapon. And a nuclear weapon detonated at altitude then causes this electromagnetic pulse to traverse the atmosphere and to induce current in all circuits, even if those circuits are not themselves powered. So any wire or any circuit or nanocircuit even will have current, and it will cause this surge, which is known to fry electronics. So it could render most electronics just completely nullified in an instant, including electronics in mobile phones and computers and telecom equipment and power grid control systems, including automobiles and so much more. And essentially, it would thrust America back into, well, maybe the 19th century. And there have been congressional reports on this, and there have been books on this. I think one of them is called One Second After, a few years ago. It's well known that the power grid is extremely vulnerable to this. But now, for the first time, we can actually look up and see a Chinese spy balloon, or at least some people could, in some areas. And the photos have been widely circulating. And they could see that here's a balloon carrying a payload over America. And there were unconfirmed rumors that the United States government was able to detect some radiation from the payload, but I don't yet see that that's confirmed, so, you know, take that as a grain of salt. But the Washington Examiner has actually done an article on the EMP angle here. I was glad to find this because I was about to send out this alert anyway. So they have an article by Paul Bedard, A Dry Run, Balloons Called Top Delivery Platform for Nuclear EMP Attack. It says that spy balloons, which were used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II, and that's true, by the way. A lot of people don't know that Japan sent bomb balloons to the west coast of America. I think some of those bombs fell in Oregon or California. But anyway, they're now far more sophisticated. They can fly at up to 200,000 feet of elevation or altitude. They evade detection and can carry a small nuclear bomb that, if exploded in the atmosphere, would shut down the grid and wipe out electronics in a many statewide area. Now, this possible threat was warned about by a congressional EMP commission in 2015, which produced a report for the American Leadership and Policy Foundation, and Air Force Major David Stuckenberg, an EMP expert, wrote about the threat that balloons carrying bombs pose to national security. And he wrote back in 2015, using a balloon as a weapon of mass destruction platform could provide adversaries with a palette of altitudes and payload options with which to maximize offensive effects against the U.S. A high-altitude balloon could be designed, created, and launched in a matter of months. There's nothing to prevent several hundred pounds of weapons material from being delivered to altitude, he said. And then, just yesterday, he said, quote, China's recent balloon flyover of the United States is clearly a provocative and aggressive act. It was most likely a type of dry run meant to send a strategic message to the USA. We must not take this for granted. Now, many people have noticed that the Biden administration is doing nothing to stop this balloon, which may be carrying a nuclear warhead. It's possible it may be an EMP weapon, or it may be a dry run, as this person said, for the next wave of attacks. It could be multiple balloons over multiple regions detonating all at once to basically knock the United States back into, you know, the 19th century, as I said. And we'll talk about the ramifications of all that here in a second. But the Biden administration is doing nothing for some reason, not shooting down the balloon, just saying, oh, it's a spy balloon from China. Oh, well, doing nothing. Just like they do nothing on the border, they allow the United States to be invaded by illegals over the southern border. They're allowing China to just fly across America with potentially nuclear weapons or EMP weapons. And Biden's doing nothing to stop it, nor is the Pentagon, because, of course, they're all controlled by China because we've been taken over. There's already been communist infiltrations of the U.S. government, the illegitimate, faked, rigged government. And so, of course, they're not going to stop China. I actually warned about this. Remember when I said that when China attacks the United States, that Biden will tell the military to stand down? Remember how many times I said that? We were talking about even Chinese ships invading California. And some people said, well, that'll never happen. The Navy will stop them. And I said, no, they won't. Biden will order the Navy to stand down. That's exactly what's happening now. The military is standing down, just like they did on 9/11, by the way. The military is standing down and allowing this invasion of airspace over the United States. And I know some people can argue, well, it's at an altitude of 80,000 feet. Maybe that doesn't count as airspace. Well, I think it does. I think it does. It's still the airspace over America, and it's the right altitude for detonating EMP weapons that would take out this country. So it is a major security threat, a military threat to this country. And frankly, what possibly could be the reasons for China to fly such a balloon over the United States? It's not a weather balloon, as China is saying. I mean, that's a nonsense excuse. Nobody believes that. It's not a weather balloon. It's a weapons balloon. Now, Stuckenberg, the author of the report I mentioned earlier, interviewed and cited Peter Pry. Now, Peter Pry passed away, I think, last year, and Pry was interviewed many times by Brandon House at Worldview Report. And I'm very sorry that Peter Pry passed away. He's a former CIA analyst, a member of the Congressional Commission to Assess the Threat to the United States from EMP Attack. Okay? And Peter Pry had previously stated the following, quote, imagine the consequences of a balloon EMP attack that damages and destroys electronic systems at the speed of light with an EMP field with a radius of hundreds of kilometers. The eastern grid generates 75% of U.S. electricity and supports most of the population. Virtually any nuke detonated anywhere over the eastern grid will collapse the entire eastern grid, not just the area within the EMP field, because of cascading failures that will ripple outward. So, again, just to paraphrase, what you need to understand is that China can float this balloon, and it's currently heading eastward right now, at least as I'm recording this. They can send this balloon over somewhere on the eastern seaboard or the northeast or anywhere near the east coast. And as soon as the balloon gets to the right zone, China remotely detonates the nuke on board, which is specifically designed to generate the largest EMP, you know, the largest pulse, which is a slightly different nuclear configuration than a typical, you know, ICBM warhead. It's a little bit different. But it generates a massive pulse. It takes out part of the power grid regionally, but then the cascading failures take out the power grid for the entire East Coast, let's say, or Eastern Seaboard, or an entire region. And again, most of the population of the United States is in cities, and most of the population is on the eastern part of the country. That's obviously the most densely populated area. And from a strategic point of view, from China's point of view, if you take out the power grid there, you're also taking out the power grid to the East Coast military bases, the ports, the naval ports, like in Virginia, and you're taking out Washington, D.C., you're taking out New York City, you're taking out even Boston and, you know, Connecticut and so on. So this attack could take out multiple strategic targets, government targets, financial targets, and so on, and it's a very low-tech attack. It doesn't require, you know, crazy, insane technology. It's basically a simple nuclear bomb attached to a simple balloon and released and then just detonated remotely whenever it gets to the right area. They don't need hypersonic missiles or ICBMs or anything. And, in fact, as long as they say it's a weather balloon, I guess the United States military will just say, okay, whatever, it's fine. We won't do anything to stop it. You know, until one moment, a kaboom, giant explosion in the sky, you know, giant light. And suddenly it's daylight, and then, boom, half the East Coast has no power grid. And then you get the effects. And, you know, we've talked about these before, but you get total collapse of society, especially given the lawlessness of the American people right now and the violence and the, you know, what's going on in these blue cities like Philadelphia. It's a war zone on a good day. And you think about what Philadelphia would be turned into in an EMP collapse scenario. It would be almost an unsurvivable death trap there. And much the same, it would be true with parts of New York City, parts of Washington, D.C. Oh, yeah, there are parts of D.C. you don't go into if you want to walk out of there alive, especially if you're not a person of color, by the way. And anyway, all kinds of areas, even parts of Miami, would be non-survivable by many people. So this could be a massive weapon system ready to detonate over somewhere over North America. Now, the Pentagon has said they can't shoot it down because it could cause a safety issue to people on the ground. Well, I mean, technically that's true. It could hit somebody's house and it could technically kill a couple of people. So in order to not kill a couple of people, the Pentagon has decided to risk tens of millions of people, because what if this balloon contains a nuclear EMP, right? And I think that's the most viable scenario of what this is at this point. Now then, you may also be aware of this explosion in the sky, or a report and a video of an explosion and what looks like a smoke trail falling down from the sky over Billings, Montana. Now, all of the official sources say that that hasn't happened, even though a video of it has been widely circulating. Is it a fake video? I don't know. It seems unlikely, but it's possible. So from the city of Billings, this is Billings, Montana, quote, we are aware of the video shared on Twitter and claims of a massive explosion over Billings. However, our PD, fire, and airport have not been called to any incidents related to this video, and there haven't been any plane crashes picked up on radar. Hashtag Chinese spy balloon. Okay. So whatever's happening over Billings, Montana, number one, it isn't the Chinese spy balloon that was spotted in Montana earlier, because that balloon has moved southward towards St. Louis, like I said earlier, at least according to reports that we have access to. So whatever blew up in the sky over Billings, if anything, is not that balloon. But all the officials are saying nothing blew up in the sky over Billings. So here's another report from Sputnik News, believe it or not. Montana officials confirm no explosion occurred within the state after unsubstantiated video emerges. So the Chinese foreign, now remember, Sputnik News is tied to Russia, so keep that in mind as you hear this, but it says the Chinese foreign ministry stated the balloon was part of a civilian meteorological research effort. Right. It's a research balloon for weather over your country. However, the department has since commented that, quote, some politicians and media in the United States use the incident as a pretext to attack and smear China, which is like straight up Russia-China propaganda right there, right? The city government of Billings, Montana confirmed late Friday that no explosion occurred within the state after an unsubstantiated video began to circulate widely across social media. Okay, so they're saying, no, there's nothing happening in the sky, but this is Russia saying nothing is happening in the sky. If something is happening over Billings that's being carried out by China, wouldn't Russia kind of try to cover for China as well, right? That kind of makes sense because they are allies in this fight against America. Now, there's been a very clear photograph taken of the Chinese spy balloon by someone called T. Schlitt Photography in Missouri. And this has been put out on Twitter, social media. And if you look at this photo, kind of zoom in on it, it's very clear that there is quite a payload underneath this balloon. There appear to be eight rectangular boxes or panels of some kind, some kind of array that is connected to a structure, clearly a metallic structure of some kind. It is obviously quite heavy. So I don't know what the total payload of this balloon is, but clearly it's capable of carrying a small nuclear warhead. No question about that. It looks like there's also some kind of central enclosure of some kind in between these eight payloads, whatever they may happen to be. And what's interesting to me is that these eight rectangular payloads are not all the same shape. So it's a little confusing what they could be. It could be eight EMP weapons, frankly. It could be eight nukes. It could be eight sensor arrays. It's not clear what they are. But it's obviously, there's obviously a payload, and there could be some very heavy equipment there. There was another tweet from Jim Sciuto. Pentagon says another Chinese spy balloon is currently transiting Latin America. Brigadier General Patrick Ryder said in a statement to CNN, quote, "We are seeing reports of a balloon transiting Latin America. We now assess it is another Chinese surveillance balloon." So that's two Chinese spy balloons. And they're saying that NORAD is tracking this balloon very carefully. And President Donald Trump has said we should shoot down the balloon, which probably is the best idea at this point. And of course, the Pentagon, as I said earlier, is refusing to shoot it down. Even former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta is on the record now saying that this Chinese spy balloon is gathering intelligence. And he says the U.S. needs to either intercept the balloon or shoot it down. And just letting the balloon continue its course is not an option. He says, I think the United States has to take control of this balloon. So lots of people have a strong justification for intercepting or shooting down this balloon. I don't know how you intercept it other than shooting it down. Frankly, you can't, you know, send a helicopter up there to get it because it's too high of an altitude, not enough atmosphere up there to fly a helicopter. Now, if China is figuring out that they can fly balloons over America and the American military and the American government is so weak, so pathetic, that they will do nothing, then why wouldn't China just go ahead and put an EMP nuclear warhead on the next balloon and send it over America and just detonate? So much easier for China to do that than to, you know, invade the country and send soldiers in from Canada and Mexico, or to try to land on the beaches of California, or to try to send nuclear weapons. They just do an EMP, and then America collapses, and then something like 90% of the American population dies off within 18 months. That's been determined in previous reports, you know, from the lack of a power grid and then the chaos and the violence that ensues and all the public health problems, lack of sanitation, you know, the cities become death zones and so on. So what's bizarre to me is that as I'm recording this, we might be minutes away from this happening and no one's doing anything to stop it. No one. Not the Pentagon, not, you know, DARPA, the DOD, the White House, nobody. Nobody's doing anything. Maybe this is what they want. And I think quite a few Americans are starting to feel maybe the way that British citizens of London felt in World War II when Germany began sending V2 rockets to drop bombs on random locations in the city, right? You don't know if it's coming for you. You don't know if you're safe. Terror from the skies. That was World War II. Now we're in World War III, we suppose. And now China's just cruising balloons right over our heads with possible nuclear EMP weapons on board that could be detonated at any time. Now, I know many of you are well informed about EMP weapons. I'm just going to cover this quickly for those of you who aren't. There's a very simple way to protect electronics. If you are concerned about an EMP weapon and you want some of your electronics to survive, you need to shield them from the electromagnetic pulse. That is, it's fairly simple to do. You can find a lot of videos about it probably on Brighteon.com or certainly YouTube as well. But the simple version of this is you go to the hardware store and you buy those metallic trash cans. And it doesn't have to be a huge one. It can be, you know, medium size or small one. Or you could just get a Faraday bag, you know. You can buy Faraday bags for laptops or other goods. You can get some pretty large Faraday bags. You can put all your valuable electronics in there. You know, your super duper night vision, your thermal vision, your satellite phones, your flashlights, your encryption, super Batman devices, whatever you have. Stuff it in those bags and make sure it's well closed and sealed. Obviously, I mean, electromagnetically sealed. In other words, there's nothing exposed where an EMP could get through it, right? You can't have a tear. You can't have an opening. And those electronics will be safe from the EMP. The other thing that you can do is you can buy the trash can, like I said. You can take your valuable electronics and you can put them in something that is somewhat insulative, so that like a bag could be something like a purse. And you put your electronics in that and you put that inside the metal trash can just to make sure that your electronics aren't contacting the metal of the trash can. You could even use just blankets or what have you, you know, just something to keep the electronics away from the walls of the trash can. And then you put the lid on and you need to seal that lid with conductive metallic tape all the way around the perimeter of the lid very well, in fact. So what you're creating actually is a kind of a cage where the EMP is supposed to not be able to penetrate that, and whatever you have inside is going to be safe from the EMP. Anyway, that's, you can check that out online if you want to do that. Another thing to consider is burying electronics underground, or if you have a root cellar or a basement. It may offer quite a lot of protection, although it's not exactly clear to me how much protection is offered. I don't know how much dirt you have to be under, let's say, in order to be immune from an EMP. I honestly don't know. It probably depends on the moisture of the soil and, you know, the power of the EMP and how far away from it you are, and the inverse square distance rule of electromagnetic, you know, field projections and so on. There's a lot of factors, but definitely being underground would be helpful. However, anything that's on the surface of the earth, such as all the power substations, the nuclear power plants with their electronics that control the cooling systems and the pumps, and also the pumps that control your local water grid, and the electronics in your automobile probably, and the electronics in your homes, anything, you know, mobile phones, computers, laptops, things like that, that will all probably be toast. We don't know for sure because this has never really happened in the modern age, but it's a pretty good guess that most of that stuff will become fried. And that will bring civilization to a halt. So you would be in a Mad Max scenario almost instantly, with no power, no water, no food, no transportation, no banking, no finance, obviously, and probably no flashlights. But guess what will work? Guns. Guns and rifles will still work. You know, ballistic vests will still work. Anything that's just straight up physical, like a bicycle, will still work too. Now your super duper red dot sights probably won't work because those will be fried. So you'll have to rely on those backup iron sights that you have installed, correct? You do have those, right? Okay, good. Good. Just making sure you got to have your backup iron sights. That's what they're there for, in case your optics go kaput. Anyway, being thrust into a total Mad Max scenario overnight would obviously be a very difficult, very challenging survival scenario for almost anyone, including those who are well prepared. But for those who are unarmed and not prepared, they are pretty much dead. So obviously, you know, don't be in that category. This is one of those scenarios, by the way, where it's good to have a gravity water filter, or one that you can pump with your hands, you know, so you don't rely on municipal water pressure or anything that requires a motor or batteries or a pump or anything like that. So remember my book, folks, Resilient Prepping, right? Free book. You can download the audio book for free at resilientprepping.com. And I talk about low-tech and no-tech solutions. And, you know, I've mentioned this many times, and some people have teased me about it. I bought this Singer sewing machine that was built in 1959. and it's a really robust sewing machine. It's awesome. And I have a hand crank on it too, so someone can crank it by hand while another person sews. And this sewing machine has no electronics whatsoever. So should we be hit with an EMP, I will have a sewing machine that still works and I can still repair shoes and clothes and things like that. This is a heavy-duty sewing machine. It can punch through quarter-inch leather. Actually, two pieces of quarter-inch leather, you can sew them together. So it's a very robust, rugged sewing machine. Now, the reason I bought that is because of the possibility of losing the power grid through an EMP attack or even a cyber warfare attack on the power grid, control systems, and so on. And we've seen power outages. LAX airport lost power like two nights ago for a while. We've seen power outages across the country, mostly due to weather, but it could also happen due to cyber attacks or certainly an EMP attack. You're going to want some low-tech stuff. And that's what that free audiobook is all about. Again, resilientprepping.com if you want to download that for free while the internet works. And that's the other point here. You won't have internet if the power grid goes down, obviously, because, well, nothing, you know, nothing electronic will function. And you won't have cell towers that work either. So it's another good reason to have a backup satellite phone in like an EMP-proof bag with a backup power device. And by the way, the satellite phone store offers all that. They offer satellite phones. They have the Faraday bags. And they have the backup batteries, and they have the solar panels and everything. You can check them out at sat123.com, sat123.com. They have a nice little kit that you can get all in one. And they have a satellite-based text messaging device that I've mentioned before called the Bivy Stick. So as long as satellites are still working, even if your local power grid is completely out of commission, you know, you can still communicate with that satellite phone as long as it's not fried from the EMP. So that's why it's good to put a sat phone in a Faraday bag and add to that bag anything else that you want to have functional. For example, night vision devices would be a really smart thing to put in that bag. If you have like a PVS 14 or some kind of night vision or a thermal night vision, or I mean thermal vision device, it would be great to protect that from EMP. By the way, it is also quite possible that an EMP weapon would strike just one region of the United States and not the whole country. So you could be listening to this right now and your power's working and everything's fine, but an instant later, half the East Coast goes dark, or half the West Coast goes dark, or who knows, Colorado, you know, with the military bases. It can happen locally or regionally. It doesn't have to be national in its scope. So just use this as one more reason to get prepared. And like I said, remember that rifles and pistols and ammunition, it all still works when the power grid goes down, and you're going to need it if the power grid goes down, that's for sure. You know, thank goodness, by the way, that they haven't successfully rolled out all those like high security pistols that have to, I don't know what they do, like they scan your eyeballs and they swab your anus or something. I don't know. All these biometric checks from these handguns, they like check your DNA. There's like an onboard PCR instrument and swabs your nose or something before it will fire a bullet. Yeah, you don't want those kind of pistols. You want the kind of pistols that you just pick it up, you aim it at the zombie, you pull the trigger, and you get results. that's no electronics, because you don't want that sucker shutting down in the middle of an EMP attack on America. You want to be able to use those firearms. Whether you're shooting zombies or an invading foreign army, you know, you need your rifles and your pistols to function. All right, so that's my take on things with this so-called Chinese spy balloon. We may slide through this situation without an EMP attack, but clearly China is doing a dry run here. They're testing what our response might be, and so far the response of America has been pathetic. So the next one may contain the warhead, and then we lose half the country. So stolen elections have catastrophic consequences, folks. If you're not willing to defend this country, you will lose it. Trump's willing to defend America. Biden is not. The Democrats are not. Democrats hate this country. They'd rather be part of communist China. And who knows? They may get their wish. But a lot of them will die first from, you know, the EMP-induced power grid collapse. there's going to be a lot of Democrats in these cities that won't make it out alive. So maybe they shouldn't have gone along with the vote rigging of the 2020 election or even the 2022 midterms, huh? But too late for that. So we'll just have to live through the consequences here and hope there's a country remaining to rise from the ashes. You know, that's the honest truth. All right. Well, thanks for listening. That's my take on things. We'll follow the story over the weekend. I encourage you to do so as well. And we'll pray for the safety of everybody. And hope that China doesn't have an EMP weapon. Because, again, Biden's doing nothing to stop it. All we can just do is sit here and hope. Yeah, we hope China's not going to nuke us. Okay. Well, get your food dehydrators ready. You might need some stored food real soon here. Okay. All right. have a useful weekend. I don't want to say good weekend because it's freaky. Have a useful, practical weekend getting prepared for what's coming. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Follow my work on Brightown.com. Again, my free downloadable ebook is resilientprepping.com. And if you want to watch some of my preparedness videos, prepwithmike.com is the website for that. Thank you for listening.